You have imagined a God who is the epitome of both, and by telling yourself that you are created in the image and likeness of God, you have given yourself the moral authority to demonstrate both. I have said it to you before, and I will say it to you again. You are killing yourself with your beliefs. Now I'll say it to you in a new way, in a more dramatic way, in a more direct way, so that perhaps you may hear it at last. Your God is killing you.
I need to discuss something with you before we go on.
Go ahead.
There are some people who don't believe I'm having a conversation with God anymore.
Well, after that last exchange, they'll be sure of it.
Yeah, well, of course, there are those who have never believed it, but now, even some of those who thought that I was having such a conversation at the beginning are saying that I'm no longer doing it, that I've lost my connection.
Do you know why some people are saying that?
Yes, it's for two reasons. First, because of some of the things you are now saying.
Yes.
People claim that God would not have opinions or comment about real-world stuff, like politics, economics, education, so forth. So when you comment like this, they say it is simply me simply putting words into your mouth.
I see. No one else, of course, has put words into God's mouth, is that it? All the other writers heard directly from God, is that how it goes?
Something like that, yeah. All the other writers, meaning the writers of sacred scripture, were not talking about politics and medical questions and—
Whoa, wait a minute. Have you actually read these holy books?
Well, yes.
And you don't see any commentary in there about politics or social conventions and issues?
Well, of course I do. The Bible is replete with them. So is the Quran. So is the Bhagavad Gita and virtually every other sacred text. They talk about everything from what we should eat to what we should wear to how we should run our societies at every level.
So?
But those comments were written long ago. That gives them more authority. When your comments of today have about 200 years of dust on them, maybe they'll be accepted too.
You don't have that kind of time anymore.
I know. That's the point being made here. I understand that.
So what is the second reason that some people do not believe you are having a conversation with God anymore?
Well, it's as I've said before, because I still seem to have questions. People think that I have all the answers now because I've had so many conversations with God. They think that when I continue to ask questions, I'm being disingenuous. They think I already know the answers and that I'm asking the questions gratuitously. I'm not. As I said, I'm asking questions hypothetically. I'm asking the questions that I hear others asking all over the world. But people say that I'm no longer being authentic, that this is no longer a real conversation with God, and that now it's just me who's making it all up.
Ah, now we're getting somewhere. You are making it all up. You've been making it all up from the beginning. Do you tell them that?
Yes. Well, yes and no. It depends on what state of consciousness I'm in when we talk about it. If I'm in a place of high consciousness, I can say that, and I can explain that in a way that others can understand. If I'm in a low state of awareness, I'm not even sure that I can deal with it.
Why don't you explain what you mean by high consciousness and low awareness?
Well, there are times when I am really much more aware, when I seem to be open to life and the truth it's bringing me. I can't explain how I get there. I just know when I'm there. Then there are times when I seem to be stuck in my emotions, in my unreality. That's the only word I can find here. I know very well what I'm feeling is just something I'm creating in my mind, but I can't seem to stop it, just can't seem to pull out of it. This is what I mean when I say I'm in a low state of awareness.
And when you're in a low state of awareness, you can't deal with the fact that you've been making this whole dialogue up from the beginning?
No, not when I'm in a place of low consciousness or low awareness.
Yet that is the point of the entire dialogue. That's the point of all the conversations with God. The point is that you are making it all up. With regard to your books, your outcomes, your whole life, you're making it all up. All of you are. Everyone on the planet is. Every moment.
But when I'm in a place of low consciousness, I can't see that. I'd like to say that these days I'm in a place of high consciousness all the time, but I'm not.
Do you feel you have to be?
Sometimes I feel that way. Sometimes I feel that others expect it of me.
Do you expect it of yourself?
Sometimes, yes.
Well, it would benefit you to stop that. Not expecting to be in a place of high consciousness all of the time is your only chance of being in a place of high consciousness all the time.
Huh?